Tommy, I read an article on OkCupid, a reputable news source, if ever there was one.
Sure, investigative journalism.
At its finest. They've got the Cronkites of the world working there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the article I read, headline, Summer Lovin'.
Ah, had me a blast.
Yeah. One-night stands are in their highest demand right now.
Really?
Tell me more.
Spring fever.
Tell me
huh?
more.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Is that really what it says?
That's really what it says.
Ah, me and that journalist are too clever.
Oh, too clever for your own. Wait, did you write this article about summer loving, you frisky fuck? According to our data, there's a 17% increase on average in people looking for one-night stands in April, May, and June.
It's spring fever, right?
June is the most popular month for this trend, with 33% more people looking for a one-night stand compared to the other 11 months of the year.
Hmm.
You're in peak season right now.
It's like mating season.
All I have to say is, hey, girls, hey.
Get some buck fever?
Get some buck fever. I feel like rubbing my antlers on a tree. I really do. I mean, they actually asked a PhD person about this.
Oh,
one
a
might
doctor.
Call him a doctor.
Yeah. Hmm.
And the this
a doctor of love,
psychological and brain sciences.
Oh.
I would say that the increase in the summer reflects the warmer weather and perhaps less in blah 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 blah. Girls want to get laid. Is all I know. That's all I know.
Guys too.
Guys too. Like always though. Like I mean, How is June any different than any other month of the year? Seriously.
Any different than February?
Yeah.
Nope.
June, February, whatever.
Right.
It's all maxed out at all times. So, I mean, how can I take advantage of this, you know?
You gotta hit up these girls on
Match. Gotta shoot my shot.
Cupid, right.
I mean, the shot clock is ticking. Gotta shoot my shot. June's not going to last forever, son.
You're not waiting this out.
I can't wait this out. June is only 30 days, or is it 31?
It's 30.
Oh, my God. It's even worse than I imagined.
You're June bug, huh?
How many ways can I mess this up, possibly, though?
Oh, I can't wait.
That's what
I
ask myself.
We're going to find out, aren't we?
We are going to find out, because you know what? I would probably... I've decided that... A new metaphor for fucking up a date is, did he get the ribs? That's.
I think I saw that
in the Facebook group.
Yeah, Facebook group.
Yeah, good old Android posted. Did he get the rib? But I thought that'd be a great metaphor for fucking up a date. Now,
okay, getting the ribs.
Did he get the ribs?
Just getting the ribs.
Yeah. So I'm sure that I'd
because that was my reason why you fucked everything up.
Yeah, well, you know.
It all goes back to me, you know.
It always does. You're the guru of thought.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're floating on a cloud right now.
Oh, always.
Always.
A fart cloud.
Oof. So I can only imagine that I'd find a willing lass.
I can only imagine.
Willing to.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't do it this month.
Yeah. When can I? So I can only imagine I find a willing lass to receive thy gift, you know?
Thy gift.
You know what I'm saying? You heard me.
Not every gift is free. Huh?
No, sir. So, you know, I'd probably get real nervous when I do this, and I'm like, oh, you want to go come over and, you know.
Are you imagining losing your virginity?
I'm imagining a scenario where a young lady would willingly... have a one-night stand.
Not too young now. You're 35, right?
Oh, not too young. Not too young.
Okay.
I say
let's call her a woman.
I said lady. What's the diff?
You said young lady.
Well, of course. They're all young ladies. You don't ask their age.
Uh-huh.
How dare you? You're not a chivalrous...
Miami wrinkles over there, huh?
Miami wrinkles?
You never heard that term?
What?
You've never heard Miami Wrinkles?
What are you trying to say to me right now?
You don't know what a Miami Wrinkles is?
Well, tell me.
A Miami Wrinkles is an old person that goes to Florida for the year.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're old, so they're Miami Wrinkles. You never heard that?
I thought it was some shitty 60s rock band that you listen to. I got the vinyl of Miami Wrinkles.
Right. Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun.
It's a Beatles
in the
cover,
sun.
Right.
Tan and Melanoma, that's my favorite song.
Never heard Miami Wrinkles. Maybe it's just me, I don't know.
You okay over there?
I don't know. I think I had an epileptic seizure.
How's your Miami wrinkles in that brain?
I'm going to start heading down to Florida, huh?
Goodness. So I can only imagine that I asked one of these ladies, hey, you want to come over to Netflix and chili? And then I realized I said Netflix and chili because I didn't know what I was saying, you know?
Like Wendy's?
Yeah, exactly. So they come over and they agreed to come over. So I can only imagine they expected Netflix and chili. So I make them like the strongest chili I can possibly.
Why would you do that?
Well, because I promised Netflix and chili.
You're getting the ribs again, Randy.
I know. I mean, she'd come over and walk in the door and I'd be like, I thought we'd watch a little Netflix. Iron Fist. I thought we'd watch some Iron Fist.
What?
You know? And then I'd bring out my bowl of chili and I'm like, careful, it's spicy. Don't burn yourself.
This sounds like a horrible date.
It's got a secret ingredient in it. It's pepper. Pepper and love.
Pepper and love.
And then she runs away screaming into the night because I've blown another one.
Yeah.
Did he get the ribs? Yeah. I've also decided since June is the month of love of a sort.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Love month.
The love of the loins, if you will.
Okay.
I've decided that these online dating sites need a new feature, one I haven't seen before.
What's that?
One which I suggest they get on.
What if you started your own online dating
Maybe site? I should. Maybe I should be. We should do that. Let's invest in an online dating site. This is a feature on my online
dating
site.
Called Getting Randy.
Perfect. Oh, my goodness. It's all coming together.
Getting Randy.
Investors, get at us. Get at us now. Wouldn't that be horrible if I couldn't even get any action on my own online dating site? I'm like, but I'm the Randy and Randy.
Yeah,
like,
you're the face of the franchise.
I'm the face that runs the place.
I can't believe we only have 7 people sign up. We've been up a year.
Yeah. They saw that hideous, toxic mug and... No.
You said it.
Yeah. But this would be a feature on my online dating site.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a feature called online dating mating call, because that's all you're really doing.
Is it really?
Well,
like
I mean,
a Tindering.
Well, you're shouting your masochism and your masculinity and testosterone into the world.
Shot?
You're shooting your figurative and literal and metaphorical shot all over the goddamn place. Mm. It's nasty out there
Not for me. Yeah.
I know. But I'm thinking an online dating mating call, because there's mating calls all over in
like
the wild.
Like a buck snort?
Yeah, kind of.
That's what you should call it. Call it.
I don't know about that.
If it's for mating season.
I mean, what would be your online dating mating call? If you had a mating call, what would it be? That's what I want to know.
Oh, God. I would fuck it up. I don't know how to do that.
Well, I would, too. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's not. They don't need to know that I was bad at dating.
Oh, just me?
Right.
Because
I mean, I think they could figure it out.
Me, I'd probably just sit there and, like, murmur something nerdy about Spider-Man or something condescending, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, his name is Peter Parker, and there's a hyphen between the spider and the man. I can't tell you how many times that people spell it Spider-Man. It's Spider-Man.
Oh, getting the ribs.
Getting those ribs. There's just no getting around it, is there?
No. Get them. Extra saucy.
Get those extra saucy ribs. Use a knife and fork. Who cares?
Yeah, that's the best part. That's the best part, is you use the knife and the fork.
Oh, yeah, I did. I like to poke fun at myself, though, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, but you weren't trying to poke fun at yourself at that
point.
Not
at that point,
you were just being real Randy.
Well, I was being real Randy because I was slopping food all over the damn table. So
you're like, this will get her into me.
Yeah. If I cut these like a sir.
Right.
Yeah. On the Facebook.com, have you heard of this place?
I think so.
Okay. Maddie F. from that podcast, Let Me Rip Off Miserable Retail Slave. Have you heard of that?
Yeah. It's terrible. Too.
We're in a podcast war with those fucks. he actually wrote a Facebook status about his dogs. Okay. Because
they didn't die, did they?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was actually talking about the wildlife preserve he runs at his little home there.
What? Wait, what?
Oh, I mean, there's critters everywhere.
What? Really? Like a real wildlife preserve?
You're an idiot. So
I was going to say, how weird are those guys?
Well, that would take me hours to fully explain. So
he has a few pets.
He's got some animals.
He's got some pets.
Sure.
Okay.
I didn't mean to confuse you completely.
Well, there is a wildlife preserve up by where you guys work, so.
Yes, there is. Can you believe I spend my time conversing with this man?
Yeah.
Man. Jeez. It's like a battle of wits. And
wait, what man?
Yeah.
Randy? It's
like playing tug of war with myself.
Ew.
Hey, girls, hey. So he wrote this Facebook status about his dogs, uh-huh. And I thought it was an accurate, even though he didn't intend it, metaphor for online dating. Facebook status, too many dogs, not enough bowls.
Wolf, wolf.
Right? Mm-hmm. Too many dogs, not enough bowls.
Right.
And this metaphor that women are the bulls, apparently. You know,
just too many hounds out there, isn't there?
Too many hounds out there.
Yeah, ain't nothing but a hound dog, Randy.
You're a nice guy, actually. Why would you ever sing like that in my microphone? I don't get
just
it.
Just for the people.
Just for the people. Listeners. Just for the people.
You got to give them a treat every once in a while to keep them coming back.
Oh, a little dog treat, huh?
We cut them thick. We cut them fat. We keep them coming. What?
What
we
are keep you them doing? Back. What are you doing?
Sorry, my inner Rick Ross escaped.
Hey, he said it, man. You heard it from the news over there, you know? Let's give him a real treat. You want to?
You're like, get me out of this right now.
Get me out of this this dumb intro with Tommy speaking to me. Can we edit his voice out?
I'm going to keep rapping if you don't hurry up.
Ah, drop that beat, D-boy.
We're drinking summer shandy on Thursday. We so motherfucking out here though. We never been this out here. Woo! So strange when it's changing the speed. What you know about Lynyrd Skynyrd? A whack of the intro, the hot of the verse every time, baby.
Working like a working man do. Got my act together, gonna walk all over you. Pressure pushing down on me, pushing down on you. Shit, let's raise the roof. Woo! About time, it's the era of the rebels. Cloud nine and the air up in the vessels. Generation fearless, got a taste for weirdness. Flow on fire, that's the way my beard is. Hard times, jump starting the grind. It's all good, y'all. Things fall apart sometimes. Let it go, let me know when you're ready though. Don't push me, cuz until the edge I'm close. When the time comes, ride for something. Or live to be 90 then just die for nothing. Speak their heart, your baby, speak their mind. And I'ma play their part and I'ma freak their rhyme one time for you. Rhyme one time for you. I'm an island, man. There ain't nothing else by me, man. And I drink enough whiskey to float a battleship around this bitch any motherfucking how. Wow.
Welcome to the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We're coming to you from the Pod Shack outside beautiful Flint, Michigan, USA. My name is Randy. How's it going? That's Tommy over there. Guffawing into your microphone.
Guffaw.
Guffaw, guffaw.
What a weird word, isn't it?
It's a humorous word.
It sounds like something you'd use at the Renaissance Festival.
Well,
you seem like a Renaissance Festival.
I seem like a Renaissance Festival. I've never been to the Renfest.
You haven't?
No. Oh,
it's kind of cool, I guess.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. You can get a huge, giant turkey leg.
Okay.
And beer.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your punchline?
That's just those are the facts.
That's Tommy. You can check out his comedy at talentlessscum.net.
Just spitting reels.
He couldn't even spring for that .com, this pig over there.
Yeah, when are you going to make me a website? Oh, I got people asking.
When
for
you pay for... Pay me to make you a website.
I will. I'll give you $2.
$2? Goodness.
Holla.
Goodness me. Hey, new listeners. How's it going?
Oh, hey.
Hey, we're a big, dumb comedy show, and we sit here and we talk about lives, and you sit here and listen to it like a bunch of creeps.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, yeah.
You weirdos.
I don't know why you're wasting your time.
Well, don't tell them that. They're going to change the station. You know?
Mm-hmm. I listened to Chris Cornell last night on Marc Maron.
Why would you sad me out like that?
Well, I don't know. I just...
Actually, that's a good interview. That was from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I said, I think June 2014 or something.
Yeah, I remember listening to that. I visited my kin, Paulie Walnuts, up north there.
Uh-huh.
And on the way home, I listened to that interview.
He's very, very intellectual stuff. Man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, when he died, I actually thought about that interview. I'm like, oh...
Maron got to him.
Yeah.
That's it. I just wanted to tell you that I listened to Marc Maron last night.
Well, thanks for bringing the show right down to a goddamn screeching halt.
Let's start out with something fun.
Jesus. Well, I'm over here smelling like a Portuguese armpit right now. I stink like a man.
I agree.
I do.
Not a man.
Oh, listen.
You said Portuguese. I was with you there. Like Peking chicken or something.
Peking chicken?
Sure.
What is these words you're telling me?
Chinese stuff.
Chickadee China, the Chinese
oh,
chicken.
Oh, no. God, you are such a dork.
Am I?
Fucking Bare Naked Ladies. Worst band ever.
I didn't say they were the greatest band ever,
no,
did I?
No, but the fact that you would even quote them. Ugh.
You're over there saying Peking chicken.
Yeah.
Why don't you wrap your lips around an exhaust pipe, please? Could you do that for me?
That burns.
Well, maybe you'll learn your lesson flapping those gums like you do. Tommy, have you ever died before?
I think so.
Have you now? Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Fun. I don't know.
Ooh, tell me more. I read your book?
I've left my body.
I know, in meditation. You talked about that last week.
Did I really?
How many times have you died via alcohol poisoning in your life?
Oh, God. Did I ever... Were you with me the one time that I literally almost did? Like at the World Expo beer?
Oh, man.
Me and Conkle and Abe was there, and I'm sure you were around at some point.
No, I don't. I only went there once, and you weren't there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How was I not?
Let's see. Beer Wad was there. Seattle Amanda was there. Hmm. Polly Walnuts was there. I don't know how you weren't there, honestly.
Probably because they were all there. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, I actually only went to the World Expo of Beer once because...
This is an expo of beer
in
a nearby tourist town where people from all around the globe
bring
stupid beers around
with
their dumb tastes, and they give you little shot glasses full of this dumb beer.
Yeah,
and
but
you go around and
like
taste
12%.
It. True.
And this was before... This was like 10 years ago, so this was before craft breweries was really a big thing. So I didn't really understand. I spent like $40, and these tickets were like $1 a piece. So I had like 40 shots of beer, and it was the worst. I literally thought I was going to die. Like the whole next day, all I did was literally puke. And I remember I stayed at H.A.B.'s apartment. He'll remember this. H.A.B. and Mr. Guapo and a few other people went, and they got Chinese without me because I literally couldn't quit puking. And
wait,
get off
Peking
the couch.
Chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, it all comes around.
And I literally had to stay on his couch till about 8 o'clock the next night, and I couldn't move. And the only time I moved was to get up and puke.
Now, that's impressive considering what a rampant alcoholic you were.
Yeah. And that was bad. I'm sure I'll have long-term damage from that one.
From that one.
Yeah.
That was a scar on your kid liver.
Well, we drank forever. Many beers before and many beers before. After.
Many
too,
beers
so.
After even.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
We went to the place that gainfully employs you and bought more alcohol. So
wise choice.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the presence one time. Pretty
that
much the
was
only
a
time.
Terrible story. I don't know why. I just
yeah, that
told
was
that.
Just the worst story anyone's ever told.
It wasn't funny.
Like I'm glad
nothing. Just I didn't shit my pants that time.
Well, yeah, you're real serious over there telling your tales about boring stuff.
Oh, well, I can really talk about my real life thoughts, but those aren't funny anymore. They're just philosophical.
Well, you're a deep thinker over there.
Not.
You're a regular fucking fat ass Buddha sitting
Socrates.
There in that seat.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Socrates. Intellectual.
So mind. I remember one time, like, This is the only time I've been in the presence of a keg stand contest. Have you ever heard of these?
I've won a keg stand contest.
Yeah, well, listen, I was...
56 seconds, by the way.
Yeah.
I almost died.
Yeah, because I was one of the few people at that party that could hold your stupid chubby fat ass up.
You weren't there when I won. Where was that at? Maybe I did win another one.
I was there when you won because I was your stupid fat boob was slapped on my forehead.
Where was this at?
As you
at Beerwatts? I don't remember this. I'm thinking of a time in Kalamazoo.
No, this is a different time.
Oh, I beat this guy. That's name was Guy.
Oh, jeez.
And he was like 6'5", and he couldn't believe that I beat him, and it was terrible.
You beat a guy named Guy.
Yeah, and he was huge. He was like the biggest guy.
If your name is Guy, go ahead and execute your life. Like, choke on a lifesaver and go straight to hell. Because, like...
Wow.
Well, I have vicious thoughts about guys named Guy.
I guess so.
What the hell is that all
you
about?
You didn't have to explain that. We all heard it.
Boy.
So, wait, I won another kickstand contest? Where was this at?
This was at a party called Zombie Prom.
I don't even... Yeah, I remember being there, but I don't even remember there being a keg. That's
classic
great.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was holding your fat ass up.
Wow.
While you, like, you went longer than 50 seconds. I think the last person, the person that had the lead, did like 30 seconds.
And you, I just swamped
you
him.
You passed 30. I'm like, okay, Tommy, you're done, as your boob is like blocking my field of vision because it was slapped on my forehead.
Yeah.
And your fucking pants were sliding down and your ass was hanging in the
that's
air.
That's awesome. I just wouldn't quit, huh?
No, you wouldn't. You just suck that thing dry.
Oh, girl. God damn it. Wow. Yeah, I remember being at Zombie Prom, but I don't remember there being a keg there.
There's more stories I could tell about that night, but
no,
oof.
Thanks.
Oof. Badass Tommy Gunn over there.
Oh, Tommy winning, good times, right?
Winning all the keg stands.
Yeah, what an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Blue ribbon keg stander.
Oh, boy. So I've been on a personal journey of my own making.
Yeah. You've been on a health kick. I can't believe drinking beer.
Well, you know, you got to...
You got to treat yourself every once in a while.
You got to unleash the hair of the dog every once in a while.
Yeah. I had a flurry the other day. That's my... like an ice cream flurry.
Christ, man.
Yeah. I couldn't believe I did it. I almost cried. That was me going unhealthy.
I don't know what was so funny about that sentence you just said. I had a flurry the other day.
Chocolate chip cookie dough and Reese's peanut butter cup. Does it get any better?
Shit, man. Like, we're two, like, just buff dudes. We're getting into it.
The best thing is that when I cheat, I can actually remember it now.
That's good.
Yeah, because those keg stands are long gone.
Yeah.
Most of them, anyway.
I'm thinking, like, at this point next year, you and I can put out, a calendar. It could be like the fucking homely boys of mid-Michigan. We'll just be disgusting on every page, but
sure.
Have muscles, you know.
Right.
It's kind of like homeboys, but homelier.
Okay.
With a Z. It. You got to have a Z, the homelier sure. boys. Mm-hmm.
And the Z kind of zigzags all
it's
the way.
It's got a zigzag. Yep. Got to have that zag.
Can we have our clothes on backwards?
Well, if you want.
Sure.
I'm going minimal clothes to show off our hot fucking bodies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But our gross faces are still going to be there. Not much you can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to look like a sneering gargoyle. That's going to be the worst.
You're drunk already. What'd you do? Did you have some Captain Morgan before
I
came
might
over?
Have. I might have.
You did, didn't you?
Because I'm laughing and enjoying myself.
Yeah, this is weird. This ain't the Randy I know.
Listen, you son of a bitch. I was in a ridiculous mood to begin with.
Yeah,
so.
You said you're all Daffy Ducking it up.
Well, that's a weird thing to say to me.
That's what you said in the Facebook group.
Gross. Who would say that? Nothing but a nerd, you dork.
Mm.
So, yeah, I've been giving up that pop, that sugar.
Yeah.
My sugar levels are way down.
Really? You've been checking your level?
No, you I've been checking my levels. Actually, that's the fear.
Really?
Well, I'm not diabetic, but listen, you might think it's not,
you're not fat.
No, I'm not fat because I stay active. However, here's the thing. You might say, oh, it's no big deal because, you know, it's just pop. Listen, for the last 5 years, at least,
5 years. I've known you for 15, and you've always drank Mountain Dew.
Yeah, but not to this extent. For at least the last
bit of an addiction.
For at least the last 5 years, I've drank at least 2 liters of Mountain Dew every single day, and most days
one,
more.
1 2 liter every day.
Yes.
Wow, that's like a fifth a day.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
This that's is really why strong of you to admit that.
Yeah, I know. This, and it's probably actually longer than that, but I can actually pinpoint it to 5 years ago. Because 5 years ago,
that's when you hit rock bottom.
5 years ago, I was unemployed and I was just slamming the fuckers. And
that's when it all started, your Mountain Dew addiction.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't alcohol, right?
At least it wasn't alcohol.
Maybe sometimes it was.
Well, yeah, occasionally. I had some issues then, too, but whatever.
Nothing like I had.
No. But, yeah, so this is day 10 over here.
Oh, sugar?
Well, minimal sugar. I haven't went completely cold turkey, but I'm like to one Mountain Dew.
Really?
Yeah, down for my 3 or 4, you know?
Yeah. I guess sometimes when I go out to eat, I'll have 3 or 4 pops.
Yeah.
You know, but I keep bringing them.
I've been drinking a lot of water. I've exercised 7 days in a row.
Wow. And you're like me. Tuesdays are the only days I don't exercise.
Yeah, I didn't exercise today, so that breaks the streak. So I actually feel amazing today.
Good for you.
And that's why I have a good mood, because for whatever reason, my mind is like, oh, you're happy now. I'm like, why am I happy? I just gave up pop forever.
You're creating your own thoughts, and
I'm creating my own thoughts, not those
you're in control.
Guzzy Mountain Dew thoughts,
right? None of those caffeinated.
So you know what? Smoking Hot Laura, who doesn't hate my stinking guts, told me about sugar.
Oh, what?
She told me that sugar has the same effect on your brain as cocaine. Have you ever heard of this?
No. Nope. But it opens up the same pathways.
Yes. So all of you ladies out there, you didn't realize I was such an edgy rebel out there while I'm over here mainlining my fucking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you take yours in liquid form.
Oh, like it's my business. I'm a bad boy, and you didn't even know.
I wonder, it could open up the same thing, but I bet you that the levels of addiction probably aren't the same.
Maybe. Oh, I bet they are.
I don't know. I've never done cocaine.
Well, you've done a lot of stupid fatty sugars, so you should know.
That's right.
You should know.
Like that flurry the other day that's going to haunt me for the next 3 months.
So I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it. Like, well, I just walk around.
That doesn't make for a good podcast.
It doesn't make for a good podcast. I kind of want to start running again. Like, when I was a youth, I used to run everywhere.
Remember when I ran circles
nonstop
around you?
In my youth, I ran nonstop. I was a little hellion in my PF Flyers. I just zip around.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Oh, my goodness. Just all over that diamond. That diamond was mine, and I owned it. I did. I really did. Miserable hotline, Tommy. You hate it. You hate our people. You hate all the people. Why do you hate the people, Tom?
All the lonely people.
What did you just do?
All the lonely people. Where do they all come from?
You doing a great job over there. You brought your B game, I think.
Yeah, it's okay.
Last week I actually told Andrea to crochet herself a slingshot and sling herself across the land.
What?
You don't recall that?
No, not at all.
Excellent. You're a great co-host. I love
you.
Well,
you have dementia probably. So. It's not funny. It's probably true.
That's a morbid thought.
It's probably true. You know, you can get tests when you're 30 or older. You can get tests because if you don't have it by 30, they say you probably won't have it. But it doesn't show actual signs until, when you're older.
Cool. So you got dementia, you wacky shit.
Probably.
Probably. Mm-hmm. You just said that word. Probably.
See? I don't remember anything ever.
That's a truth.
See?
That's a truth.
I have the worst memory of anybody I know.
You remember all my pratfalls, however.
Well, sure. Those are embedded into my heart.
I'm glad I leave an impression, you stupid shit. So this is Andrea, Miserable Hotline, 810-328-3826. Tommy just waggled his dumb eyebrows and his beady eyes I tell you what, those eyes. He's like one of those burrowing ground moles. It's the grossest thing anyone's ever seen.
I don't know what they sound like, or I'd make a noise.
Do they make noises?
I'm sure they do. I'm ruff ruff ruff.
A ruff ruff ruff.
Something like that, I'm sure.
Tommy's ground mole impression. You're welcome, folks. God damn, you listen to this?
Randy?
You listen to this? Are you kidding me? All right, speak, Andrea.
Hello, this is Andrea. I just got done listening.
She's the only one that ever calls. Like, she don't have to introduce herself.
Oh,
giggle into the phone. Can y'all refrain from giggling into my telephone line?
Uh-oh. Get him, Randy.
Goodness. Now, she's going to talk about smoking hot Laura, who doesn't hate my stinking guts. So. Oh.
Let her finish, huh?
Yeah, let her finish.
Sorry. I tried. I don't know. She's the only cute friend I had, and nice and everything. So I don't have that many friends.
Wait a minute.
Wait, for people that don't know, Randy went on a date with this girl named Laura, who's Andrea's friend, and Randy ate barbecue ribs with a knife and fork and freaked the fuck out of this girl. So now you're caught up to speed.
Did he get the ribs? Did he get the ribs?
Right.
Now, Andrea just said, I don't have that many friends, she says to me on this podcast, me.
Mm-hmm.
Randy of the Miserable Retail Slave Podcast.
Well, you're a good friend of Andrea's, aren't you?
Oh, I'm just the best pals with that woman. Listen, Andrea, one-on-one, nobody else is listening right now. I don't need your social ineptitude of making friends affecting me. You're really messing up my love life by not having any friends. I don't understand this.
I'm not supposed to be listening.
Jesus, jumping.
Like, Jesus jumping. I like that. That should be a new thing. Jesus jumping.
What I want you to do is to make lots of friends. Female friends.
Just
do you understand?
People at grocery stores. Have you seen this boy?
Yeah.
Would you like to?
Yeah, exactly. Make sure you parade these friends in front of a panel of carefully selected judges to judge whether they're hots or not. That's what I want,
Jesus. You know?
Jesus is right.
How about cool or drool?
What are you, 1992?
Hot or not? Why is everything about looks with you, Randy? Why do you have to just have a so-called hot? Why can't you just have a cool, interesting person?
Well, the way you just said it now just disgusted me to no end, so now I'm changing everything about my life.
Yeah, you should.
Because you just said hot, and I saw your face, and it was the grossest.
Well, maybe that's why women don't want to date you, because you're just hung up on looks too much.
Oh, you think I'm a shallow hell over here?
All you should do is ask for hot women.
Well, that's all any man wants, really. Except for you.
Well, what's that mean?
Nothing.
I'm just saying that they don't have to be the best, you know. Maybe you don't have to go for some girl.
No,
that you
I don't
think
know. What I do know is we should hire an exorcist to kill that monster inside your throat there that just made the thing. Yeah. What was that?
I don't know.
Just find me one of those beautiful, buxom, bodacious, bright. Is that okay with you?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, they gotta be attractive.
Broads, boo.
You know, I mean. I'm just
Wait a minute, what did you just say?
I mean, you got to be attracted to them, sure.
There you go. There you go.
You always use the word hot, and that bothers me because, you know.
It's not, maybe it's my perception of hot.
Sure, okay. Okay.
Sure, okay.
I'll give you that.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
Give me that.
But it just seems like every time you talk about Laura, you just want to talk about how hot you think she is.
That's not true whatsoever.
Oh, it's even in her nickname.
Smoking hot Laura, who doesn't hate my stinking guts.
Yeah. Why can't she be smart Laura or something? Why do you have to perceive her that way? Getting to you, aren't I?
Hmm. Well, let me tell you about Laura.
Another therapy session.
Okay. I'll talk to you about Laura then. Is that okay?
Wow. Okay. I don't know what Laura you're talking about.
smoking hot Laura.
Busted.
God damn it. Tin roof rusted. She's inspired me to be a better, healthier person. Yeah. I've inspired her to nothing.
not respond to your text messages.
I've not left an impact whatsoever. I've inspired her to never date a human being ever, ever again, forever.
Right.
You know?
I told you I'll keep an eye out, but I don't know any hotties, no uggos, no fatties, no skinnies, no butterfaces. I don't. Sorry. I just don't have that many friends, so that's
apparently
it.
She
and,
has one.
You know, technically, I can crochet myself a slingshot to fling myself into next Tuesday, and I'll probably do that because you told me to. So, have a good day. Bye bye, and a good week. All right, bye.
That's good. I'm glad you're doing what you're told.
I bet you all of her friends were like, "Don't hook me up with Randy.
Don't do it.
Just don't tell him that you don't have any
don't
more
do
friends."
It. Don't do it. Here's the thing. The clock is ticking down to Tommy's wedding.
Yeah.
And I need a date.
Yes, you do need a date to the wedding. Well, I mean, you got a date in the bridal party, but she's probably married. I don't know who you're walking with.
I hate them all.
Yeah. And
I don't like any of them.
We're not doing a bridal party dance because that's always awkward for everybody in the wedding.
It's so awkward.
It is. So why would we put you guys through that? That's how good of friends we are.
Yeah.
That's how good of people.
Oh, you're the best people.
Thank you.
The greatest people.
We are.
But I need a date to this dumb, stupid event.
It's not a dumb, stupid event.
I mean,
there's going to be a live band there.
The time.
Alcohol.
Is it your band?
No.
Thank God. I mean, I can't just go to some stupid sand land and pick up some magical time sand to put in the stupid time hourglass to make time extend. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Time is ticking.
You do have a plus one.
God. Damn it. It's do or die at this point.
Do you want me to put on your invitation plus zero?
God, fuck you.
Or just Randy?
I feel like I'm in a Die Hard movie right now with all these obstacles in front of me. I just have to overcome all these obstacles, and I can't even deal.
Yeah. So that's your mission?
You just sit over there with your dumb hair and your stupid glasses and you just laugh at me.
Get a date to Tommy's wedding? Is that your...
It's been the mission all along and it's failing miserably. Miserably. You know?
Well, we're not pushing the wedding back for you.
Well, you should. Have some consideration for the common man.
6 more months for Randy.
I mean, you never stop to think how this might affect me at all. Oh, will you marry me? Let's make the wedding right there.
Yeah, it is right on your birthday.
It's right on my goddamn birthday, too. I can't even celebrate properly. I got to wear this dumb suit and go to a dumb wedding. And
free alcohol, though.
Free alcohol, though. Yeah, they close at midnight. What's that, a party?
Probably before
doubtful.
That.
Yeah. It's 10 a.m. It's 10 p.m. Let's go.
Hey, well, cocktail hour starts at 5:30, so.
Cocktail hour.
Yeah, it's fucking fancy, man.
You're the grossest adult.
It says it right on the invitation. Cocktails.
I've not seen these invitations.
Oh, they're pretty awesome.
Why haven't I viewed them to properly?
We haven't sent them out yet, but we got them in the mail the other day. They're very nice.
You already got them printed?
Yeah.
You didn't pass them by? I didn't okay these.
They're very nice.
Jesus Christ.
They're very vintagey. It's awesome.
So here's the deal. I need a woman to come to this date with me so I can propose to her at the wedding and ruin Tommy's day.
That would be great because she's definitely got to say no.
Well, it'll steal your thunder. I don't even care. What do you mean she definitely has to say no?
Yeah, well.
Don't horse noise into my
microphone.
Are you going
to get like a disabled one? Like
a disabled one? What does that mean?
I have no idea. So what kind of woman are you looking to bring to my wedding?
Oh, the best kind of woman. The one that likes me.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. You know, I really think the real problem is the company I keep. You degenerate fucks are bringing me down.
Oh, really?
That's what it is.
Well, if that was the case, why wouldn't you be the Zach Morris in our clan?
I am the Zach Morris of your clan.
The Screech.
I've got all sorts of Kelly Kapowskis all around me.
Yeah, we'll bring one to the
orbiting wedding. Orbiting me. like I'm the sun.
We'll bring one to the wedding then.
I will.
You just put your own foot in your mouth, don't you?
I don't like to do that. I did that when I was a kid. I used to bite my toenails.
I believe that. Yeah. I believe you're that weird.
Yeah, you did too.
Fuck no. I can't get my foot to my mouth.
Yeah, I know you can't.
Oh, that was shit. Snappy.
It was snappy, wasn't it?
Your head just flung right around.
Well.
I know you can't.
You're spitting this nonsense. I got to put you in your place.
This is kind of weird. I wonder if anybody's listening.
Nobody. It's all over. It's the last podcast ever.
It's pretty sure it might be.
Oh. You've got a bad feeling about this, huh?
Well, it's just weird.
I told you I was in a ridiculous mood, and you won't even believe me. So, So I mean, I did. I mean, there's no more second chances. I shot my shot. I shot my shit. You know, I shot my shit. So,
okay,
I'm done with smoking hot, Laura.
Who?
Exactly. Exactly, Owl Man.
Well, good. Good for you, Randy. I think
good for me, Randy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for me.
That's a good choice to be done. Just wipe her right off the face of the earth.
Although, if you ever want to give me a second chance.
Yeah, see? Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Well, got to keep the options open, right?
All right, the option.
What?
You made that plural for some reason.
Oh, there's options, baby.
Oh, okay.
Let me count the ways there's options. So I decided, you know, let's lurk back onto these. It's either... You know, just die alone, and I don't want to talk about the tractor anymore, or go back and sludge my way to online dating. So yesterday I shot my shit at a couple deserving lasses.
I would say that you could do a high fidelity thing, but I think you've only had one girlfriend.
You're an idiot. So I shot my shit, and... Yeah. Tragic.
Really?
Tragic what happened.
Well, tell us.
Nobody responded.
You just freaking shot it all over the place?
Two ladies. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
0 for 2. Where were these ladies from? The area?
Yes, the area. Montana, Idaho.
Butte, Montana.
Butte, Montana. Boise, Idaho. She's a potato farmer.
Right. And she likes me.
She likes me. She wears overalls and a funny hat, and I enjoy it.
That would be fun for you, maybe.
Wouldn't it be fun for me, maybe?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it, though?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, so neither one answered, so I probably should just throw myself down an open sewer drain at this point.
What website was that?
One of each. See, I said I was going to shoot my shit on like 15 different women, and I didn't.
You just
because I felt like a sleazeball.
Yeah, I could see
I
that.
Did. So, well, in all fairness, the one hasn't been on, so maybe there's a chance there. I doubt it, though.
Who are you kidding?
Who am I kidding? Her spider sense was tingling. She saw me coming a mile away, and she just ran for the goddamn hills. You know? Goodness. I know. What am I going to do with my goddamn life?
Maybe you should go to like a speed dating seminar.
Yeah, that would work out well. Yeah.
Do they still do that?
With my gross personality, my stupid face.
See, that's going to help.
All these dames just...
They keep knocking you down.
Fucking my mojo up. You remember for a while there, I just toss out a message and have a girlfriend for a month?
Yeah.
God, well, I miss that.
A texting girlfriend.
A texting girlfriend. Okay. Okay. You know what?
Remember when a girl responded and I called her my girlfriend and scared her away?
I thought that was a joke on the podcast. That's great that you would just ruin everything.
Randy's had some alcohol and he's getting real now.
It's so real.
Real Randy.
Miserable Hotline, 810-328-3826.
Hey guys, it's Charles. Listen, I listen to the podcast. You know, the hot gun thing, that's pretty funny.
Oh.
The what thing?
Hot gun.
Oh.
Hot gun. By the way, Charlie, why are you recording inside a funnel cloud? What's happening
tunnel,
here?
Isn't he?
What's happening here? What's going on?
Must be at the airport.
I just imagine that it just seems like every time he calls, he's in the middle of some crazy caper.
Well, it is Charlie.
Yeah. Chase some fuckers around, frustrate some lives, you know. That's Charles.
But I saw the video there come across the Twitter the other day, and to me, the funniest part of that video was actually the reaction of the guy that got the answer wrong and said Hitman. I think if you watch that video back, the extra funniest part's the end of it. I don't know, guys. It's my thoughts. Let me know. Thanks.
What video is he talking about?
Hot Gun.
Oh, that video.
There's actually a video for Hot Gun?
I played the entire fucking video on the fucking show as you fucking sat there.
And I watched it?
Jesus Christ.
Hot Gun.
You're an idiot.
I am an idiot.
I can't even deal
with
you.
You didn't do that last week, did you?
What?
Played the video.
Hot Gun.
It's been several weeks now.
Oh, yeah. I get a little bit of a pass.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll give
the 2-week test. Oh, that's allowed because it was 2 weeks
it's
ago.
It's been longer than 2 weeks. It's gone.
Man.
I'm lucky I remember where I live.
That's true. I'm sad your mind is going because your body. Your body is a wonderland. It is.
Oh, well, thank you, Randy.
I lied.
I'll stay over here.
We're going to take a quick little short little break. You're listening to the Mystery Retail Snail Show program.
Hey-o! It's been a while. I'm sorry, I've been in my hiatus for my million-dollar tour. You know, I've been all over the world for the past couple of months, and I've been gone. My million-dollar tour. There's so much stuff going on in my life right now. I have no time. But guess what? I found time for the best podcast in North American history. Let me tell you, this is exactly what I need to say. These guys right here, Tommy and what's his face? I don't remember. The host of the show. Oh, I'm joking. It's fucking Randy. He's the best, guys. Let me tell you about these guys. They are the best. They do great job. You better listen to them. Miserable Retail Slave Podcast. Trust me, the hype man wouldn't steer you wrong. Then let me tell you this. You guys need to listen to the show, and you just need to have fun. These guys are great, and I'm glad I'm back. More to come. I'll talk to you later, Randy. Tommy, get that goddamn punsky out of your mouth. It is not Fat Tuesday, you fat fuck. I will talk to you guys later. Have a good day.
Say, all I did was stay the same. Cut the fat, came to rage. Cut to black on the crazy train. In wheels off, my dope in, let my scalp peeled off. Skills soft with the pen, I'm raw. Don't doubt D boy, y'all gon' learn about that boy. He go hard. Ben Wallace, 10 haters got 10 Wallace. I came broken, I left ballin'. That's no joke, and that's George Carlin. I'm here. Ain't that a fact? The pit boy, I kick it like Pack-a-Lack. We the rap pack, you a pack of rats. Get packed in the crack like aw, oh, snap. Kush packs, cracker packs. Blowing up to the track collapse. With a white girl with the fat ass. Yeah. Break the ice, you catch a bass, you fish in the barrel. Hood hippie apparel. See me on the beat like Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Sausage. That's D Boy with Super Dank.
Yeah, Super Dank. I was going to say, what's the name of this?
He provides our theme song, Hard Times, at the beginning. How's everybody doing? Go ahead and give us a like on that Facebook.com and join our Facebook group. That's where the real magic happens.
Yeah. Randy interacts with you guys, and I kind of come in there and just be a dick every once in a while.
Yeah, that's Tommy's way, you know. He's one
just
of those
hi.
Misanthropes that you've read about.
Yeah, that's a weird word, too. You're
it's an amazing word.
Words.
Well,
misanthropes.
I love it.
Guffaws. And
yeah. One time in high school, I'll never forget this. I was just thinking about this earlier. It was my senior year. I was in government class. And I love to say weird shit even back then.
Oh, a big surprise.
Big fucking surprise, right? So all the cool kids were sitting up front in that class for whatever reason. Right. I was sitting back, and I walked up front, and I grabbed a book, and I, like, dropped it. And I was like, oh, for the love of Pete. just like that.
You're so funny.
Right? And then I picked it up, and one of the dames up there was like, "Did he just say for the love of Pete?" And they just started laughing, and I laughed because I was being a real silly dude.
You're trolling your whole class.
I was trolling that class. They fell for it, too.
This is awesome. Fuckers. Stupid Panthers.
Who has less laugh? I got this program. What do you got?
Probably millions.
Syphilis. That's what they got. Did you hear about that Mexican lawyer that created the Donald Trump toilet paper?
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the best thing.
So you can wipe your ass with this face?
Yeah, it's called Trump paper. Oh, it's nice. The most amazing thing.
How much is it?
I don't know. Wait, let me see.
You haven't ordered like 20 rolls yet?
Well, it's only available in Mexico. A Mexican lawyer, Antonio Bataglia, yeah. You know, he created Trump-themed rolls of sanitary napkins. A percentage of the proceeds from these sales will be donated to help migrants and deportees from the United States. And it's got a Trump face on a roll of toilet paper on the package. It's the best thing.
Nice. He's like, going to sell the shit out of that. No pun intended.
Like, normally I'd be offended, like, our president's face is on toilet paper.
Isn't that funny?
But, like, even George W., I'd be like, that's not right.
Right, for sure.
But this time I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Because George W. is an actual person, you know?
Yeah. Not some reality, yeah. Virtual reality, right. Imaginary being.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I got.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
No misconnections?
You want to do misconnections, Tommy?
Sure.
Chipotle, Saginaw, Michigan, USA.
Been there.
You had on donut socks.
What?
Woman seeking man. You had on donut socks. Let's all stop and appreciate the fact that a woman sat there and typed this out. You had on donut socks.
Oh, it's woman for man?
Woman seeking man.
So guy had donut socks on. What's donut socks?
You were eating alone today, Thursday, around 3.
Probably because he was wearing donut socks.
You got up to leave and you were wearing donut socks.
So there were socks with donuts on them?
Apparently so.
Hmm.
You don't own a pair?
I ate them.
Gave me a smile. That's talentlessscum.net for the comedy stylings of Tommy Thompson.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Gave me a smile. Thanks for being quirky and cool enough to eat alone. Would love to join you sometime.
I mean, a loser enough?
Yeah. I don't think he was cool enough.
Yeah, I don't think it was his choice.
It was probably the donut socks. Like everybody is ridiculous and weird and...
I eat alone every day.
Yeah. Everybody is ridiculous and weird and stupid. Yeah, everybody is. There's no exception.
Absolutely.
And I get a lot of shit because I'm not afraid to admit how ridiculous and stupid and weird I am.
You can't hide it.
Oh, I can. I can hide it.
You have to own it or else people would think you're a serial killer.
Oh, okay. You try to spin it any way you can. But I'm not. I'm the man that's not afraid to admit that I'm weird and stupid and quirky.
Uh-huh.
I'm okay. Not. Okay. The rest of y'all trying are just new terrified.
Tactic. Trying a new tactic, are you?
No, it's the right tactic. It's called honesty. Oh, why don't you try it one time?
For the love of Pete.
I bet I bet that boy wearing the donut socks says for the love of Pete.
Oh, sure.
I bet he does.
That's why he's eating alone.
Well, could be. You think he's going to... He's going to order those ribs, though?
Oh, yeah, with the knife and fork and everything. Get the ribs.
Jeez, man. Don't do it, boy. This girl's into your donut socks. I mean, you got to catch.
I think I eat Chipotle once a week alone. Not in Saginaw, though.
Do you got donut socks?
No. Unfortunately, it's not me. Okay. I mean, not donut socks.
Unfortunately.
Well, that came out wrong.
Are you seeking?
To say, unfortunately, I don't have.
You wish you were this boy that has this girl on that just came out hanging wrong. On every meant, donut sock he owns?
I meant, unfortunately, I don't have donut socks. I don't want women after me. Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because I have a beloved, Randy.
Okay.
It's my one true love. Oh, that's funny to you. I just want donut socks.
You're the most ridiculous human being.
I just want donut socks.
You can't have donut socks.
Why?
Because you sit over there and you condescend because that's your gimmick. But like, if you have
not a gimmick,
if you have donut socks, you can't do that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Because you act like you're superior and you're clearly not.
I am superior to many.
Okay, everybody sees through that facade. I mean, I don't want to burst your little bubble you live in, but...
You mean I'm not? You mean I'm cocky for no goddamn good reason?
I know you walk into your possum kingdom and you're like worshipped, but like... In the regular world, that's not how it works. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're really beating me down. Isn't it supposed to be I'm beating you down?
I'm giving you a tongue lash. No, it's never been that way. I just allow you that once in a while.
You mean this is all set up like the Truman Show?
Oof. edit.
It's funny because for like the very couple listeners, the very few listeners, very
the
couple.
Very couple.
That actually know how I am in real life, then it has to be. Then they get the joke, right?
What's? How are you in real life?
Not cocky at all, oh, ever.
That's the thing. Yeah, I think people see right through that.
Well, I hope so. I hope they get the joke.
Although the sad thing is, people think I'm this asshole in real life too.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. I guess I kind of am. I don't know.
You said that with a tear in your eye.
One single tear. All right. Saw you walk into the Bay City Walmart. You were at the Bay City Walmart. You had on the lower cut blue top that showcased your ample cleavage. That's the only reaction I ever expect from Tommy when I say anything regarding boobs.
Not mine.
Yeah. Just a motorboat sound. That's all he made.
Yeah, I could follow that thought.
No. You were walking into that store as I was walking out. I couldn't help but stare at your beautiful cleavage as you walked in.
Randy, did you write this misconnection?
You must have noticed as our eyes met briefly as you passed by.
Oh, yeah, she did. She definitely noticed.
Yeah. What eyes are you talking about? Because you weren't looking at her face, clearly. I wish I would have said something like nice cleavage. But I was
killer tits.
Yeah. Love those cans, bruh. Tatas. Oh, my God. Can I take a selfie with those?
I'm crying. Killer tits. That's.
I want to post those tits on Instagram, yo. I wish I would have said something, but I was embarrassed at being so turned on.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
His one-inch peen was given his full attention.
What is he, 16?
Apparently. If you recall this moment and believe this is you, do you remember that man staring at your boobs at Walmart?
Yeah, that was too nervous to say anything.
As he walked straddle leg through the parking lot.
Would you want to be with him?
Yeah, and he passed out because he couldn't even deal with the sight of your boobs.
Your real knight in shining armor.
I really want to see this girl now. I want to see what the fuss is about. Because clearly this is one to die for. I would love to hear back from you. I wouldn't count on that.
Hear back? What?
Yeah. Okay. I can't stop thinking about how sexy you looked and how beautiful your breasts were.
Oh, he's going to kill you.
I would love the chance to see both again. Not just one. Both. The twins are nothing.
Hey.
Hope to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you will.
What
hear from the cops before you hear from her.
Yeah, what an optimistic boy.
Right.
Goodness gracious.
Just go
golly.
Stand outside the Bay City Walmart.
Yeah, just wait.
Lay in wait.
Lay in wait like a viper.
Yeah.
We are on the Couch Party app.
Mm-hmm. Who else is on it?
Well, don't get too excited. We're not going to wrap up right yet. Soon, my brother. Soon. We are on the Couch Party app. With the retail rant, the ranty bastard.
Yeah.
He's been out on a bit of a hiatus.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But if it's okay with you, I'd wish to have him on next week. You want to?
Yeah, let's have him on.
He hasn't been on in a long time. He's our good pal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to hear from Ranty. Ranty was here that magic night that I quit drinking.
See, he was there for history. And that was like one of the, I think that might have been the first time he ever met you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think it was the first time he was ever on. You did that shit.
Met a side of Tommy.
Yeah. Also, the couch party with HAB.
Yeah.
Also seemingly on hiatus.
Yeah. We're the only ones growing strong.
The couch party app just falling apart.
We're Flintstone kids. 10 million strong and growing.
Okay.
Well, don't we have about 10 million listeners now?
Obviously. Let me rip off Miserable Retail Slave.
Oh.
AKA Let Me Tell You.
Okay.
That's a podcast that exists in this world.
Right.
I don't even know if they're what they're doing, because fuck them.
Penrose versus anybody.
Also on hiatus.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dr. Penrose. I listened to Let's Get Drunk and Be Hillbillies the other day.
Yeah.
And they called Dr. Penrose the thoughtful gangster, and I love that so much.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I like that a lot. We need to have that man on again, too.
Dr. Penrose? Yeah. Shoot your shot.
Yeah. Also, the Mixed Feelings podcast, Hey Girls, Hey.
Uh-huh.
Too famous to talk to us. They're going to be in L.A. Podfest with Marc Maron and Bill Burr.
Are they really?
And we're just in the pod shack outside beautiful Flint, Michigan, USA. How quickly they grow up.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Really? So do they get to meet those people, too?
They met Todd Glass and shit.
Really?
Yeah. So we're just mere peons to those folk.
Right.
You know?
Surpassed us, huh?
I guess.
Good thing we didn't have that pod war with them.
Actually, we won the iTunes review war.
Did we really?
But did we really win the war? Did we really?
Won the battle that didn't even matter.
Oh, God.
The battle of Nevermore.
The battle of Nevermore. That's all it was. And who else is on that? Oh, Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that Let's Get Drunk and Be Hillbillies?
Yeah. But here's the thing. We've joined another network.
A what?
Oh, we have.
Two-time and scumbags.
Along with our buddies from Mikey and Dexter and Jen from Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics, we joined the Nerdapop.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. We didn't say Jake and Tom conquered the world.
Oh, no. I don't want Tomko to cry.
Yeah.
But we've joined Jake. God damn it. Now he's effed me up. We've joined Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics on another network, nerdeponymous.net.
Nerdeponymous.net. Hmm. Okay.
So we've joined those folks, and they've got some shows there.
Okay.
They've got the Pizza and Pop podcast, which is a they talk about pop culture and music and shit.
Okay.
They've got Shutterbugs, Two Canadian Girls.
Okay.
Hey, Canadian Girls, hey. Maple Leafs, hey.
Hmm.
Who get shit-faced plastered and talk about a movie.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can get behind that, right?
I could, yeah. Why not? I mean, I used to do that.
Hello Creeps, which you might like.
Hello Creeps, huh?
Yeah, they discuss paranormal and supernatural nonsense.
Of course, I'd love that, yeah.
Of course, I'd love that. Alchemist is a YouTube show where they cover geek news and interview creators.
Okay.
And The Shop is also on YouTube where they review new comics every week.
Oh, wow.
And there's Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics, and there's us.
All right.
The crown jewel of them all.
Yep. The diamond in the rough.
We will always remain the crown jewel. We're bringing our veteran status to this place.
Mm-hmm.
Showing them how it's done.
Right up.
So go to nerdopotamus.net.
I will.
Just click around and
shoot
your shot all over the place, I guess. I don't know. There is one thing we haven't done on this show for a very... It's been a long time.
Uh-oh. What is it?
I must say we have not done this since a little lass called Danger Zone.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You remember that? Mm-hmm. She disappeared into the wild.
Yep.
Never to be heard from again.
Right.
Well, I'm on this online dating stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's time to send a message again, Tommy.
To Danger Zone?
No, to a new one.
Oh, did you find one?
Danger Zone is on that highway. She's on that Kenny Loggins highway. She can't be found.
The highway to hell?
She's on that highway to hell. It's time to find a new lass, Tommy.
Do you got one lined up?
Oh, I got one lined up.
What's this one?
Oh, we're going to have to decide, I think.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to decide.
Decide on what?
Oh, her nickname, probably.
Okay.
Oh, wait, what's this? The one girl that I messaged yesterday viewed me again. Why didn't you send me a message? Why didn't you? Are you really thinking about it? Like, you're pondering this decision?
She's
like,
probably going back to make sure, should I delete my account? Or
that's probably a wise choice.
Let me look at them again and see how scary those eyes are.
Yeah, they're beautiful, though. Any girl will attest. Gaze into them. I know your eyes are beady and disgusting, but like, I know it must be intimidating to see a real man's eyes.
A real man's eyes.
That's right.
That actually came out of a guy's mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Real man's eyes.
That's right.
Tired and worn?
They are tired and worn. I'll tell you what, I used to be a little boy. I used to be in a little boy cocoon. And then I advanced into this wonderful pupa.
A minnow right into a frog, huh?
I was a pupa of a human being.
Yeah.
And now I've just exploded from that chrysalis as a magnificent fucking butterfly. So you just watch out, world. Here okay. I am. So here we go. Oh, she's online now, so this is even better.
Okay.
I'm sure she'll just love a message right now. As you yawn. I'm a rather sarcastic, humorous woman.
Uh-oh.
That loves Detroit sports. Especially baseball.
Oh. You're right up your alley there.
I also love college football. Go Blue.
Oh.
Oh.
She would love your leather jacket.
Oh, she'd love that bomber. Wouldn't she? People tend to describe me as very down-to-earth, outgoing, and always have a smile on my face. I love spending time with my friends and family. Barbecues, camping, game nights, little outlaw poker there. Wow, wild thing. I also love exploring cities, trying cool restaurants, tasting wine, going to games, learning new things, movie nights.
Yeah, she does a lot of things, doesn't she?
She's got vast ambitions.
Renaissance woman.
Yes, all of my photos are current. I'm not into false advertising.
<I'm>, she really got you there, didn't she?
No, that was typed. Ha ha.
Oh, really? Sarcastic.
Yeah. I'm new to the whole online dating thing. Sometimes you have to try something new. I'm looking for an equal mix of a fun partner in crime. One of those PICs.
Out. Yeah, you're out.
Oh, I've committed so many crimes.
Ask her if you can eat ribs with a knife and fork.
God damn it. I'm looking for an equal mix of a fun partner in crime and a family-oriented guy to possibly settle down with.
Oh.
If any of this sounds intriguing, you know how to reach me.
Oh. Well, she's online right now. You better do it. Shoot your shot.
Or what should I say?
Say, hey, detective.
What?
She needs a partner in crime.
Hey, sport.
Right. Let me be your Thelma to you, Louise. You guys could be like Bonnie and Clyde.
How does that have anything? Partner in crime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Natural-born killers, huh?
Well, let's not go there.
You should. Hey, do you want to go on this killing spree?
I like the Bonnie and Clyde thing, though.
Okay,
I'm typing it.
All right, let me be your Clyde. Will you be my Bonnie?
No, I'm not going to beg. Didn't you just see I'm a magnificent bastard of a butterfly over here?
Oh, sure. That sounds not gay.
Do I beg?
Magnificent bastard of a butterfly.
I'm a monarch over here. Do I beg?
Okay.
No. You know who makes gay jokes like that? Let me tell you, you're better than that.
Do they really?
Ugh, the worst people. Like, why do you waste your time? let me. Oh, should I capitalize that?
Sure. All caps. Scream at her.
Scream at her. Scream the screenshot. Relax with your phone.
I'm tired.
I'm going to go over to your house in the middle of the night and run the vacuum all night. You'll think it's the spookiest ghost and you'll never come out and you'll piss your pants. Mm. You will.
Sounds entertaining.
Well, it would be for me to know that I'm causing you misery.
Every fucking day.
That's a bad thing to say about one of your good friends.
What? Who's a good friend?
You've got a real pitiful soul over there.
I'm sarcastic and humorous.
You're a bad apple of the highest order. You're a Granny Smith gone rotten.
Will you type this message?
I'm trying to, but you can't carry the show, so I have to. And you expect me to type with one hand.
You didn't even lift the show up, let alone carry it.
Talk about your life for a little bit, then.
Oh, my life. Okay. I'm 34 years old.
Oh, Christ.
Born in December. So that makes me a Sagittarius, if you're wondering.
That makes you a mistake. One of those summer passion babies.
Oh, yeah, probably, actually.
Gross. Tent sex. Gross.
Aren't you supposed to be writing?
I'm trying to, but you're saying the dumbest things.
So she's really into Detroit sports. Randy is an avid Detroit Tigers fan, and she says that she's really into baseball, especially baseball. So maybe you should, maybe you guys can steal tickets to a Tigers game, huh, Randy? Be your partner in crime down there.
Steal tickets?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you don't pay for them.
You just steal them?
Well, she wants a partner in crime. Oh, she might have been being sarcastic when she said that.
Well, she's sarcastic and humorous.
Oh,
goodness.
She got me.
Man, she zinged your ass. How does that even work?
Yeah. Boy. What you got there?
Well, since you started floundering, not much.
I was not floundering. I was having a good time with my microphone.
Were you now?
Yeah.
Well, you started floundering because you asked me a question as I was clearly starting to type. So
I forgot.
Yeah. Why don't you just go home and I'll finish this later? Your heart's not into it.
No, go. Do it.
Well, I'm trying, but you won't let me.
Okay. What do you got so far, though?
Oh, a typo.
Other than words misspelled.
Let me be the Clyde to your Bonnie. The best partner in crime. Minus the ending.
Okay. All right. What do you say, pal?
What do you say, pal?
Love, Randy.
Catch a game sometime.
There you go. That'll win her over.
Obviously.
Friend.
I'm really banking on my Calvin Klein good looks on this one. So... I'm not into false advertising. Haha. I'm new to this whole online dating thing. I think that's a thing to latch on to.
Right.
It's got to be.
Right. Hmm. Not into false advertising.
My photos are current, too.
There you go.
JK, I'm actually more handsome in person.
There you go. That's funny. Right there.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Humorous. Right. Yeah. She's humorous and sarcastic.
Yeah, so are you. Look at that.
And
you
oh, both, my God. It's a match made in
heaven. You both love the Tiggers.
I'm seriously in love. This might be the one.
That's this what might we're going to call her. The one.
The one. This might be the one.
I like that. Yeah. That's her nickname.
The okay.
One. The one. So when we talk about her in 3 months and I don't remember her, like, remember? I told you I was in love with her. I see you grabbing the microphone. That's why I stopped. I wasn't.
What did I just say? Oh, my photos are current.
Okay. Yeah. You're like, I do not, I also do not do false advertising. My photos are all current. JK, I'm more handsome in real life. Get the ribs, Randy. Wow, that was a fast typing thing.
Well, I'm kind of thrown off by the fact that the other girl actually viewed my profile again today. Like, why didn't you send a message back? Why did you look again? Why do we...
In case she sees you in real life, she'll know to run the other way.
I think it's hashtag waited out. Are we playing the 3-day game?
Sure.
Okay, but it's only been 1 day.
But you still got a message to the one.
Oh, I've got a message to the one.
Did you send it?
Well, not yet. Like, I haven't finished typing. Is that all I should say? I don't do false advertising either?
Then you say, just kidding, I'm more handsome in real life.
Right. And that's it? I doubt that. Oh, you're the worst person.
Yeah, I can't think of anything for this one. I think that was good, though.
Yeah. Well, that's what's going to happen. I'll add a little bit more because people are changing the station. This is Ben, the Miserable Retail Slave Show. How's everybody feel about this? Tommy hates this episode?
I don't hate it. There's been some ups and downs.
Some ups and downs and turns around.
It's a journey.
It's all a journey. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's just a ride.
It's just a ride. You got to take it sometimes.
You know, I got that tattooed on my arm.
Do you really?
It's just a ride.
What a stupid tattoo to put on your body.
No, it's not. It's awesome.
Okay. Okay, we'll see you next time, I guess. Bye-bye.